The Five Orange Pips. It was a very stormy evening in September 1887. I was with my friend Sherlock Holmes at his house on Baker Street. Suddenly, the doorbell rang. "Who's that?" I asked. "You are the only friend who visits me," said Holmes, "so it is probably a client. The weather is terrible. I think our visitor has got a serious problem." There was a knock on the door. "Come in," said Holmes. A young man entered. He was about 22 years old. He wore a raincoat and he had a very wet umbrella. His face was pale. "I'm getting your floor wet. I'm sorry," he said. "Give me your coat and umbrella," said Holmes. "We can dry them next to the fire." "I have an unusual problem," said the man. "I need your help." "All the cases that come to me are unusual," replied Holmes. "But this case is very unusual," said the man. "Some very strange and mysterious things are happening to my family. Please tell me everything you can." The young man sat down and started to talk. "My name is John Openshaw," he said. "My grandfather had two sons, Joseph, my father, and my uncle Elias. My father owned a factory in Coventry. He made tires for bicycles. Business was good, and he became rich. When my uncle Elias was a young man, he went to live in America. He bought a plantation in Florida, and he also became rich. During the American Civil War, he fought in the Confederate Army against the Republicans. He became a colonel. He was a good and brave soldier. At the end of the war, he returned to his plantation. However, in 1869, he returned suddenly to England and went to live in Horsham. My uncle did not have any friends. He started to drink a lot of alcohol and had a bad temper. He did not like visitors. My father did not visit him. I was the only person that my uncle liked. When I was 12 years old, I went to live with Uncle Elias. My uncle was very kind to me. He gave me all the keys to the house, and I went where I wanted. There was only one room I never entered. This room was in the attic. It was always locked, and I did not have the key. One day, when I was 17 years old, my uncle received a letter. He looked at the postmark. "It's from Pondicherry in India," he said. He sat down and opened the letter. There were five little orange pips in the envelope. Nothing else. I started to laugh, but I stopped when I saw my uncle's face. There was a look of terror in his eyes, and he was very pale. "KKK," he whispered. Then he shouted in terror, "My God, this is my punishment!" "What is the matter, uncle?" I asked. "Death," he replied. He got up and went to his room. I picked up the envelope. On the inside I saw three red K's. My uncle returned a few moments later. He had an old key in one hand and a small metal box in the other. He looked at me. "Ask Mr. Fordham, the lawyer, to come, please," he said. When the lawyer arrived, we went to my uncle's room. The fire was lit. The small box was on the floor next to the fire. It was open. There were black ashes in the flames, and I saw some blue paper among the ashes. On the lid of the box, there was some writing. I looked closer. I was surprised to see the same letters, KKK, that were on the envelope. "John, please witness my will," my uncle said to me. "I am leaving my money and property to your father. One day he will leave it to you. However, if the money brings you trouble, do not keep it. Now, please, sign the will." I signed the will, and the lawyer took it away. After that, my uncle started to drink more and more. At night, he went out alone for hours and hours. One night, my uncle went out for a walk, and he did not return. In the morning, we found him next to the lake at the bottom of the garden. His face was in the water. He was dead. The police said that it was suicide because he had no marks on him. I do not believe that my uncle killed himself. He was frightened of death. Holmes said, "Please tell me the exact date that your uncle received the envelope from India." "Well, the envelope arrived on March the 10th, 1883, replied John Openshaw. "And when did your uncle die?" "He died 7 weeks later, on May the 2nd. "Thank you. Please continue." "My father inherited my uncle's money and property. He came to live in Horsham. One day, in the attic, we found the small metal box with the letters KKK on the lid. We also discovered my uncle's diaries. They were about his life in America. Some parts were about the Civil War. Other parts were about the years after the war. This was the time when some people wanted to give civil rights to the Negroes in America. My uncle did not want to give rights to the Negroes. Nothing unusual happened until a year later. It was January the 4th, 1885. At breakfast, my father opened a letter. There were 5 orange pips in the envelope. He looked at the red letters inside the envelope. 'Look, John, do you know what these mean?' he asked. I was terrified. I read the letters KKK. There was also a message. It said, 'Put the papers on the sundial.' 'What papers? What sundial?' my father asked. 'There is a sundial in the garden,' I said, 'and there were some papers in the box in the attic. Uncle Elias burned them.' 'This is a stupid joke,' my father said. 'Where is the letter from?' I looked at the postmark. 'Dundee in Scotland,' I replied. 'We must tell the police.' 'They will laugh at me,' he said. 'Please tell them,' I insisted. 'No, I want to forget this nonsense.' I did not argue with my father, but I was very unhappy about the situation. My father went to visit a friend. 2 days later, I received a telegram from my father's friend. It said, 'Come immediately. Your father fell off his horse and he is badly hurt.' I went to be with my father, but a few days later, he died. The police believed it was an accident, but I am sure that my father's death was not an accident. I inherited the money and the house from my father, and I lived happily in Horsham for 2 years. I started to think that the curse ended when my father died. But yesterday morning I received a letter." John Openshaw took an envelope from his pocket. There were 5 little orange pips inside it. "This is the envelope," he said. "Someone posted it in East London. The same 3 letters are on the inside, and also the words, 'Put the papers on the sundial.'" "Did you tell the police?" asked Holmes. "Yes, they think that the letters are a joke. They believe that the deaths of my uncle and my father were accidents. They do not believe that I am in danger." "They are wrong," shouted Holmes. "You received the letter 2 days ago. We haven't got much time." "There is one more thing," said John Openshaw. He took an old piece of blue paper from his pocket. "My uncle burned the papers that were in the small box. I saw them in the fire, but this piece of paper was still in the box. The writing is my uncle's. I think it is a page from one of his diaries." Holmes held a lamp close to the paper. We both examined it. The date, March 1869, was at the top, and there were a few words after it. 7th. I use the pips on Macaulay, Paramore, and John Swain. Holmes gave the paper to John Openshaw. "We have got very little time," he said. "You must do what the letter says. You must put the paper on the sundial." "But the letter asks for all the papers. I haven't got them." "You must write a note. Say that your uncle burned all the other papers. Put the note and the piece of paper into the metal box, and put the box on the sundial. Do you understand?" "Yes, I understand. Thank you, Mr. Holmes. I will do everything you say." John Openshaw got up and put on his coat. "Please hurry," said Holmes, "and be careful. You are in danger." "Are you going to come to Horsham?" Mr. Openshaw asked. "No. Your letter was from London. I will find the answer to this mystery here," Holmes replied. "I will come to see you again soon," Mr. Openshaw said. He shook our hands and went outside into the storm. Sherlock Holmes was silent for a long time. Then he lit his pipe and looked at me. "I think, Watson," he said, "that this really is an extraordinary case." "I agree," I replied, "but can you discover what this strange danger is?" "I already know," replied Holmes. "What is it? Who is this KKK, and why does he want to hurt the Openshaw family?" "Colonel Elias Openshaw had a good life in America," said Holmes. "Why did he return to England?" "Horsham is a very small town. I think he went to live in Horsham because he wanted to be alone. He was frightened. Do you remember the postmarks of the letters, Watson?" "Well, the first was from Pondicherry in India. The second was from Dundee in Scotland. And the third was from East London," I replied. "Yes, they are all near a sea or a river. What does that tell you?" "Well, the writer of each letter was on a ship." "Excellent! That is one clue. And there is something else. Colonel Openshaw died 7 weeks after he received the letter from India. But his brother died only 3 days after the letter from Dundee. What does that tell you?" "Well, the person who wrote the letter from India needed time to travel to England," I said. "Yes," replied Holmes. "The person posted the letter in Pondicherry and travelled to England by boat. It is a journey which takes several weeks." Holmes paused for a moment and then said, "The last letter is from London. That is why we must hurry. The person who wrote the letter is already here." "But who is doing this terrible thing?" I asked. Holmes spoke in a low voice. "Do you know who the Ku Klux Klan are?" he asked. "No." "Please pass me the letter K of the encyclopedia." I looked on the shelf next to me and found the book that Holmes wanted. "Thank you." Holmes turned the pages. "Here it is." He started to read. "Some men in the Confederate Army formed the Ku Klux Klan after the American Civil War. They did not want Negroes to be free people. They killed people who tried to resist them. They sent a warning before they killed someone. The warning was usually the seeds of a fruit, for example, orange pips." Holmes looked up from the encyclopedia and said, "I believe that Elias Openshaw had some papers and documents about the Ku Klux Klan. The names of the Ku Klux Klan members were on the papers, and the names of their victims. Elias left America with the papers in 1869, but the Ku Klux Klan want them. And now a member of the Ku Klux Klan is in London. The blue paper that John Openshaw has got is part of those documents," I said. "Correct," said Holmes. "The people on the paper all received orange pips from the Ku Klux Klan." "What are you going to do now?" I asked. "It's very late now. In the morning, I will try to find where the Ku Klux Klan members are staying." In the morning, the weather was calm. The sun shone through the window. At breakfast, I picked up the newspaper and looked at the front page. I saw the name Openshaw and the headline, "Tragedy near Waterloo Bridge." "Holmes!" I exclaimed. "John Openshaw is dead!" Holmes put down his cup. "Ah," he said, "I hope that there was more time. What happened?" I read the article quickly. "He drowned in the River Thames. The police think that he fell into the river because the path was wet. It was very dark and windy. They believe that it was an accident." We sat silently for a few minutes. Holmes was very upset. "John Openshaw came to me for help. I sent him to his death," he said. Then he got up and walked up and down the room. "They will not escape," he shouted. "I am going out." Holmes returned late in the evening. He was pale and tired. "I know where they are," he said. "How did you find them?" I asked. I looked at the register of all the ships that arrived at Pondicherry in January and February in 1883. 36 ships arrived during those months, but only one ship was American. It was called the Lone Star. What did you do then? I looked at the Dundee records. The Lone Star was in Dundee in January 1885. The Lone Star arrived in London last week. I went to the dock. The ship left this morning. It is going to America. What will you do now? I asked. There were only three Americans on the ship, Captain James Calhoun and two sailors. Captain Calhoun is the leader of this Ku Klux Klan group. But all three of these men were not on the ship last night at the time when John Openshaw died. Holmes took an orange from the cupboard and continued, Now I am going to give them a warning. What do you mean? I asked. Holmes put five orange pips into an envelope. On the inside of the envelope he wrote, SH for JO, in red. He closed the envelope and addressed it to Captain James Calhoun, the Lone Star, Savannah Port, Georgia. Captain Calhoun will get my letter when he arrives at Savannah Port, said Holmes. I sent a telegram to the Savannah police. The captain and his friends will pay for their crimes. But the murderers of John Openshaw never received the orange pips. The winds were very strong in the Atlantic Ocean that month. The Lone Star did not reach America. The ship sank far out in the ocean.